USA Radio News.
A 7.0 magnitude earthquake hit just after 8:30 a.m. local time near Anchorage, Alaska. The warnings went off at the Anchorage airport.
Emergency has been recorded. All occupants go to the nearest exit and obey instructions. Do not use elevators. Repeat, do not.
These folks at the Anchorage airport are a little bit shaken up.
This earthquake came out of nowhere, and the windows just rippled like on a stream, and then a huge bang, and people started just screaming, and they're obviously terrified, trying to decide, do they stay in or do they go out? And this one lasted a long time.
President Trump is in Argentina today for the G20 summit. The president is optimistic about his meeting tomorrow with the Chinese president.
We'll be meeting with China, as you know, yes. We'll be meeting tomorrow, and we've already spoken. And we're working very hard. If we could make a deal, that would be good. I think they want to, and I think we'd like to.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer and it's like new again. Made in the USA comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The world's largest hotel chain is the latest company to suffer a data breach. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
Marriott says someone breached its Starwood guest reservation database and that it's potentially exposed information belonging to over 500 million of its guests. The hotel chain says it discovered the breach last week and is taking steps to fix the security breakdown. Marriott says the database included information on guests who'd made reservations at Starwood hotels on or before September 10th of this year. Some of the compromised info includes credit and debit card numbers and their expiration dates. Marriott has set up a website and a call center to answer questions about the breach. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Car makers, buyers, and enthusiasts are gathering at the L.A. Convention Center today for the 2018 L.A. Auto Show. The automakers will be releasing some of their latest and greatest models. The show runs through December 9th, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former FBI Director James Comey is asking a federal judge to block a subpoena from the House Judiciary Committee. Comey filed the unusual motion in a U.S. District Court on Thursday. One of the things Comey is concerned about is leaking. Well, House Judiciary Chairman Republican Bob Goodlatte tells Fox News, leaks are no good.
We don't condone leaks. Trey Gowdy and I concerned about that. And since Jim Comey claims he wants transparency, we've already indicated that we will release the transcript of this under oath private interview the next day after it takes place. We're almost done with this investigation. He's one of the last witnesses. 16 other people have testified under oath in the same setting that we're asking him to do it. And his claim that he needs to do it in public is, in my opinion, a farce. Quite frankly, 5 minutes is not enough time for an experienced former prosecutor like Trey Gowdy or John Ratcliffe to follow all of the threads that need to be followed, the hundreds of questions that need to be asked.
A judge in Washington, D.C. is hearing Comey's concerns this hour. Dick's Sporting Goods is posting a drop in sales over the last quarter after it tightened its gun sale rules in stores after the Parkland, Florida school massacre. CEO Edward Stack says the company was motivated by the activism of the shooting survivors.
We talked amongst ourselves and said, if these kids can be brave enough to do this, then we should be brave enough to make a stand ourselves.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.